Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here to have another wonderful program on DBS Radio. And the date today is Saturday. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there probably about a quarter after the hour, approximately. And the date, if you're wondering, is November 3rd, 2012. And we'll do some clearings here for people that they have situations out there from the hurricane. So we'll first do one for a trauma release. Then we'll do worry and maybe anxiety. So let's do a trauma first. And if you, you know, are not affected by it, then just think of something that might be connected to you that deals with trauma in your lifetime here, a situation. And here we go. We'll just clear out that one particular page that you're looking at. That's kind of the way it works, because you may have a book, you know, 10 feet thick full of traumas. We're just getting to the one page that you bring up that you're concerned with now that's bothering you. So I'll count to, in fact, I'll bring the light beam up. So just scroll into the page that we have on BBS Radio and scroll down a little way. You're going to see a light beam. Bring that up on the screen. We'll activate the light beam. And then we'll do a little clearings here. So let's bring in the male energies for the light beam. Here we go. So stronger. You can watch it physically change. It'll become more three-dimensional. It starts to change colors on you and become more vibrant. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And let's do a trauma clearing now. So think of that one issue that you're dealing with. I'm going to release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one now for, we'll do one for fear, I guess, here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one just for the standard emotions here that people have. So again, think of a situation. It could be the same one too. If you run different energetic bodies at different times and you don't know what body could be contaminated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Do you have any suggestions too that's come across emails on situations, Kathy?
Ron, you covered it really well with the trauma, worry, emotional, anxiety, fear. I mean, you know, there's always that. It's always a part of any, those are always things that come up when we have disasters or catastrophes like that that are so hard to avoid that and to not feel that, even if you just hear it on the news and you're not really affected or you weren't there. So I felt a lot of relief from those clearings, and I'm seeing here in the fast chat some people are saying, nice, thank you, that really felt great, Bonnie says. And so we thank you for that, and, you know, perhaps later as the show progresses, there will be some more suggestions. But Susan even said worry sounded good to her to be released.
Okay, we'll do worry here. So here we go, worry.
Okay.
So think of one of your concerns there. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do sadness here. Here we go. Think of a time that you were sad or a situation that you're looking at or dealing with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a clearing for media stuff here. There's a media clearing on the website that might help everybody, since you're probably, well, I don't know. I don't watch TV. But, you know, if you do watch TV, naturally the news is covering a lot of stuff that's happening. And you may want to have a media clearing, because that imprints you with that information. It doesn't mean that the information is bad. It's just that you don't know how you're being connected and corded to something that you know nothing about as it's being transmitted to you from other people's energies too, come into your body, and you may have some attacks going on because of that. So remember, whatever you're reading or seeing might inform you on what's going on, but you don't know what is happening to you energetically on the hidden agenda. So here we go, that you can't maybe even see. So let's release that here. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we got survival, so we'll do that one too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that one I'll do over again here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do a clearing also as you watch things in the news. Naturally, news sometimes needs to be negative to get people's attention. And there are people out there who are very empathic. And naturally, you'll be taking on those energies and then maybe feeling what someone else is going through. So here we go. Empathic clearing. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I guess the bottom line to this, there's two things. It's the name of the storm, which was Sandy, the hurricane. So I'm going to clear that energy off you. And we're going to first clear, since it's just a few letters there, we'll just clear the S energy off. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the A, this is what you'd have in your natal chart if you did that clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. Do that A again. One, two, three, four, and five. So N, clear that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And then D, one, two, three, four, five. And we'll do the Y twice. So here we go. Y, one, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, five. And so that should help you out somewhat. Let's do one that everybody probably is having a reaction to, I would think. And in a sense, that would be for becoming homeless. So here we go, clearing for being homeless. So releasing that energy from you. And I'll use the word stronger to do so. So stronger, 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 boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and then we have a clearing that I'll do for everybody, loss of a loved one or pet or animal. And here we go. So one, this is heavy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. If anybody else would like something, just type it into the fast chat there. I don't know if I did stress or not. I'll do stress. I may have done it. I can't recall. Let's do stress again. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do a release now for earth trauma. Here we go. Remember, there's no such thing as natural disasters. That's only by the darkness doing these things. So Here we go, earth trauma energies. I'm trying to see how that's going to relate, to see your spirit's not here. I can take the energy away, but I don't think it's sticking into anything. So I don't think the energy's actually holding on, because there's nothing here to have it hold on to. So that would not be one to do. I'll do one for the trees and animals also. So here we go. And maybe the life in the ocean. So one, two, three, and plants. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're going to do a disconnection so a little, it's interesting. If you're back on the East Coast, you might relate to this here. On the news that I was watching, they kind of always were talking about how the people, whether it was New York or New Jersey, other states probably have similar things, but they're talking about how they're so resilient and they bounce back again. And they have this great community. Well, what seemed to happen to me as I look back on it now is that the people were on a timeline that disconnected them, and now then they brought them back together with a new imprinting energy. So it's like the whole, it's kind of like having the, you know, the rug pulled off from underneath you. And all of a sudden, you're coming back into a brand new energy of mass consciousness, where you're connected to each other probably more strongly, and then what's also connecting to you. So I see it more as a mind control pattern that the darkness wanted to put on everybody to make sure that they're all in the same arena, we'll say. So here we go. Let's take away that energy that the darkness put on everybody. You might actually feel your body getting lighter because they wanted to connect you up to each other. I guess the word would be oneness under the heading of trauma. So let's take away that energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that might be all that I need to do, I think, here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Wow, Ron, thank you so much. There's been quite a lot of reaction and appreciative comments on the fast chat by those listening tonight, and probably the most comments were about the empathic clearing you did. Cheryl and Linda summed it up by saying they felt a shift in chest on the empathy clearing, and it removed the heart cord. And then someone else had said that they maybe don't watch the media, but we do get bombarded on the internet just by opening our email with images. And Lewis wanted to know if any of the clearings you've done would clear the memory of some of those powerful images that we were bombarded with.
If you had something you're looking at it, when I did the clearing, it will clear that only. It won't clear multiple things. It's just a clearing that you're focusing on or bringing up. You need to go into maybe one of the whole lifetime clearings, I believe, to get everything cleared off of you. That's what the whole lifetime is for. Even though it's only maybe, you know, it's an event that just happened, and you're, you know, saying things probably basically for, you're hearing about it for like a week, and then you have what's happened during the process there. The whole lifetime one would clear all that away from you, so you'd be more neutral. And I don't know that the special clearing is only designed for physical things wrong with you. So that clearing, I don't think, would work very well for that. So find out what your major issue is, whether it's trauma or anxiety or being an empath, something like that. Find out what issue you're really dealing with, you know, the highest percentage, we'll say, of how you're connecting to the energy, and then do the whole lifetime clearing for that particular energetic body, and that would help you out. And more than likely, take away a lot of your questions that you're having about the other issues that you have, because naturally we did quite a few clearings, and they may have benefited all of you, each one of those. But find out where you really are anchoring these energies into you, and just clear that one particular whole lifetime clearing, and more than likely the other ones will probably kind of go away. That's what I would suggest doing. I don't know what else is on the website to help you. I know I've had a couple of people mention to me, in fact, one today did. I got a phone call from a lady back in New York, and she called me maybe Friday or Saturday and said, what can I do? I go, well, put up the gray sky clearing. And so she put it up and kept it running continuously. And there was wind all around her house and rain. And her house, where she was, wherever she was, it didn't even come in her realm of experience. And so it's just too bad that we didn't have everybody in New York listening to us. It probably would not be, you know, the hurricane happening to all of them. So that's one thing. I worked quite a long time on it when it was occurring, and I think we knocked it down about 80% from what it was. So you got about a 20% hurricane, if I'm not mistaken. There was a lot of alien energies involved. A lot of them off planet, some on planet here. So anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Ron, relevant to that. PT comments, no news is good news, and thinks that he or she saw clones created in the storm from what you describe. Can you comment on that, please?
It is possible that was a way to traumatize people enough to bring in new clones for people here. Remember, that's what they're trying to do or planning to do, you know, for the 2012 December experience. I think it's the 21st, I believe, or whatever, but that's what I think they're going to be doing. So this may have been something to just do a test to see how they can manipulate that energy. So hopefully they have gas back there, too. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, There are still people in a lot of just in bad situations back there. So, but yeah, I would imagine that they could have replaced them with, you know, with all that trauma, with a new clone, possibly to come back in again. That would maybe be able to emit more emotional energy, so they could live on that even further. So. Or just to take the person out completely and just bring in a clone of them. And that would be even worse, I think. But anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy. We'll go to the light ship maybe in about 5 minutes here. We'll see if we have any other things. If you have any questions pertaining to the hurricane, you can type it into CLS questions at Yahoo. Maybe we'll check that out after we come back from the light ship here.
Ron, the questions pertaining to the timeline crashes came up in the fast chat last night's program, and some people were wondering what kinds of timeline crashes they could do now, in addition to the ones you just mentioned, gray skies and, of course, the Earth Protection timeline crash. I'm sure a lot of us were doing those all along, but now that the storm has passed, and maybe they could use some suggestions on what to timeline crash now. Would some of the emotions that you described earlier to timeline crash for us or cleared for us be among those?
Yes, you may do that if you do feel some of those anxieties still do timeline crashes on it. I'd probably recommend doing 100 timeline crashes and just change the counter to probably maybe 5 minutes. You might even try it for a minute or two and just see if your body can process the energy that fast to get off of a timeline. From there, if you want to crash anything out there in the Beyondo, I would crash the moon energy. This is the real moon energy, so you want to type in real moon energy. I think we did a lot of damage to it or took it out or something, but it would still be on some of those timelines prior to the invasion, I'll just call it, of the bad weather that was happening. And I don't know exactly when it started. I would probably suggest maybe doing that, probably maybe go back maybe a week before the event or something and do that. The part of the energy was an alien true moon, real moon energy. That is not the one that we look at. What we see now is a hologram. So that's just, you know, the movie set one. There is a real one, and I think it was about a third smaller than the actual moon that we see now, but it was bringing forth the energy to connect here. And I don't have much more information, but that's kind of what I can remember. It's a pretty intense ongoing time when we're doing some, you know, working with the energies and the military also helping out. But I don't have much recall on that right now. So I guess back to you.
Okay, well, as you're speaking, you're getting a lot of thank yous for all you've done, and that if you hadn't have done it, that it would have been way beyond catastrophic. And so I just want to repeat again that you want, you suggested to crash real moon energy in those timeline crashes that we have.
Yes, before that, the event, because remember, we're still courting people. I think we got rid of it. I can't say for sure. But from there, that energy would still be here. So if you can get rid of the past history, it might change some of the realities here a little bit and get rid of some of that mind control stuff and just see if it helps out. I can't guarantee that it would, but I'm sure it's not going to hurt anything.
Okay, so check the date sometime in the end of October before the hurricane actually started.
Yeah, that's what I would say, yeah.
Okay, so I think it started, I think it was officially starting on the, at least it's in the press it was, on the Sunday the 28th, and then progressed to even worse on the 29th.
Yeah. I would go back, when it was, in the ocean there, in the Caribbean and stuff, get rid of that energy there, too. I think we had a beep. Is there a beep or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, hello. Kathy. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
I'm from New York. And
you're kind of cutting out. I can't hear you, Larry.
Did you get home in California yet?
I'm still traveling.
Ron, a question that. It seems that if we have pain from a lot of times people bury the pain and they say, it didn't bother me, deny the pain, and it doesn't heal. But when you say, well, that really kind of hurt me when I was erased out of the picture, then it brings up the pain and then it releases. It flitters away. So it's much better, I think, to address and release the pain. And then because if people don't, they start reacting and doing crazy things with one another. So that's why it's better to release the pain and to admit that it did hurt me a little bit and I released it, but I'm okay now. So can we crash a program that causes conflicts?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
But I guess your question is, when you bring up a situation with pain, and I'll bring that into the topic tonight here. That's where I want to stay centered with it. So the topic then would be, if you feel the pain, not to stuff it inside of yourself to bring it out. Well, On one hand, yeah, that could be a valid thing, but if you don't do a clearing to get rid of it completely, then it's still going to be recycling. So that may be very damaging to someone if you keep bringing a situation up and you can't do anything with it. That's what I see some of the readers do. In psychic readers, they'll read something that's going to happen to someone, and they have no solution after they tell them, and the person sometimes feels inadequate or bad because they have no way to fix it, that they have some bad news. So this is why we have the website up, to give you a solution rather than having or walking away with information or bringing something up that is going to keep refestering. So if you don't do a clearing on it, I would not probably recommend bringing up something that could cause you a lot of situations, because you have to clean out the DNA. And the one situation that you may be looking at with pain is only one situation. You could have 10,000 situations with that, and then it'll just resurface the next one. Now, that's what I said. If you had time enough and you could live to 1,000 years of age, then just sit like in a shopping mall and watch people and keep judging them. That will bring up your situations, and typically pain or whatever you're dealing with, emotional stuff, and you keep asking your body to release it out of itself, and eventually it would be cleared. But it might take you, tons of time to do something like that. You know, one issue might take you 6 months to clear that issue. So I wouldn't recommend bringing it up, because it's just going to bring you up to another issue. So the one might be gone, but something else will get triggered, because you're already dealing with that theme of what that particular issue is. So I wouldn't really traumatize yourself too much by trying to do it, unless you have a way to get rid of all of them. So that's why we have the website up, is to get rid of all of those situations. That's why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing. Just doing one is not going to really help you. You might feel better and feel some relief, but what's the next one that's going to come up? Because you're already involved with that agenda. So you want to clear everything. That's why we have those energetic body clearings on the website for whole lifetime situations. So thank you, Larry, for commenting on that.
Yeah, you're saying you just open it up when the healings are being done. Is that what you're saying, Ron?
Well, I'm saying, let's say that you dealt with a situation where you hurt your finger, okay? Well, so you have pain in your finger. So you do, you release that from you in the situation of maybe having something, maybe the door closing on your finger. Well, that's fine. You might get rid of that and not ever think about it again. And somebody might bring it up to you again about, oh, I remember, how's your finger feel? This might be 6 months later. I haven't seen you for 6 months, and you mentioned that you slammed your finger in the door and it hurt a lot. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, yeah, well, right away you're connected to it now. So it'll bring up that similar issue again. It might be stored differently in a different body. And then you may wonder why your finger's hurting. And it could even be somewhere else on your body, because you're bringing up the resonance of a situation of pain. So now you're opening the can of worms up again. So if you don't clean out your whole energetic body of situations, then working on yourself, doing it one by one, to me would be very damaging, because why even deal with it? It's not going to help you, because you have other issues on that. If you only had one issue in your life and you just did that, it would be perfect. But since your body is still full of DNA and all the thoughts of your ancestors, you have no idea or even a clue what they thought, and I'm sure nobody could even tell you what they thought, of how many, thoughts they have had. Even if you go back, from your parents to your grandparents, you have no clue what they were thinking each minute of each day. That's all stored inside of you. That's your record. So just working on one issue, thinking about it, having somebody bring it up, thinking that you can erase it by looking at it, well, that's you're going to be there forever doing that. And I wouldn't open up those can of worms. You know that you have it, so get rid of all of them. You'll do a whole lifetime clearing, and that way you get what's come up in this lifetime. What's dormant's fine, but once you release one, another one pops up. Somebody will trigger that in you. So thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go to the white ship, everybody.
Ron, can you please activate some water while we're there? And I want to remind everybody that Ron did activate the light being with male energy, so if you want to pull that up. And if you could kindly activate some water to Ron for peace energy, please.
Okay, here we go. So get your glass of water, everybody, and I'll wait about a minute or two here. So let's bring forth the energy, some peace energy for everybody. So light being will do that for you as you're getting your glass of water. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go to the light ship, everybody, and get your water ready. So you can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you do know of a person that passed on recently here, then you could also go on, if you wish, and do the clearing on the website for deceased loved ones. And that will get their spirit out of here, so it won't be forced into the reincarnation process again. The darkness will not be able to take it. And here we go. Going up, flower, tree, garden, plants, and pets and animals, and yourself. This only works live right now for people listening. If you're on an archive, you know, just feel peace energy. Coming up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And we'll activate your water. So just hold the water in your hands now. And we'll bring in the peaceful, sleepful drinking water for everybody. And if you happen to be somewhere else listening and need some energy, if you're going to work or in a different country, different time zone, where it's the early morning, here we go. So it's your choice of what you'd like to have. So hold your glass of water in your hand. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just hold that for about a minute. And we'll go into a room on the light ship, and they're going to be working just like with your skin. So here we go. Release energy off of your skin. And this may also include some of the energetic cordings that you may have been slimed with here by the internet or news media here. So here we go. 1. And you're in the hot tubs now, 2. Or also. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think my name was Philip, I believe, or Phil asked for the penthouse. So we'll go there right now. I'm going to go up to the penthouse. We'll be able to look out and see the stars that are real. Not the ones that you see here that sometimes blink different colors or whatever, or appear some days and not in the others. Depends what timeline you're viewing and what movies that these are created on. So these are real stars of light, and they can help you do some healing. So here we go. Request your healing. You're in the penthouse right now and being able to watch the stars. Here they come. And here's your energies to help you. So request your one particular physical healing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll go into one of the water rooms. And this is where they have the whales. These will be the golden whales coming your way. And enjoy your water that you have, that we're charging up for you. It's all charged. Here's the golden whales coming. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Yawning here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, one more room we're going to go into here. This is the room that has the purple energy. Here we go again. Stronger. Request your one particular physical healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the Mother Mary energy. A lot of people like that. There are many people who naturally smell the roses or the flower fragrances as it comes into your room. So here comes the room that we're in on the light ship for Mother Mary. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more room we're going to go into is the room that has the little penguins. So again, you want to request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in some special oxygen here, and this will help you. And we'll enhance the energy here of the alien oxygen, which they come in and imprint you with energetic codes to kind of like suffocate you. Let's get this energy working here. This would be what's on the website. It's a pre-clearing for alien oxygen that they're bringing to you. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. So doing two things. Down here is doing that, and on the light ship they're working in your body with the oxygen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do another room here. We'll go into the rainforest room. Here we go. So one, two, and request healing, two, physical healing, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do one more room here. We'll do a room where they have, let's bring in the manatees. So we'll go into the water again. So request your physical healing. Hopefully it's the same one in each room that you're doing. That's the best way to do this here. Just request one healing throughout the light ship healing. And here we go with the manatees. Here comes their energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we will do one more room here. We'll go into the room that has the deers. Here we go. So one, here they come, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So we're going to be coming back from the light ship, and our animals, pets, flowers, tree yard, and plants are coming. And here we're coming back down. So count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you want to call in, make the call regarding self-empowerment. That's what we're going to be talking about on all the different programs now. And I want to keep the phone calls kind of with what the theme of the show is. So you could maybe talk about possibly how you felt during the hurricane or the news media. And you may want to request a healing for that, because this show is kind of about that right now, as we started, about getting rid of the energies that were connected to you during that situation that happened here. So that's how we're going to be keeping all the new shows that we're doing from here on out. We'll be having the theme of what the show is going to be, and we will just change it slightly to keeping it on focus with what we're doing on that show, and it could change for each show. So we'll let you know what the theme is before the show starts here, or during the first part of the show. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Ron, thank you so much for that glorious trip to the Creation Light Ship. It's just so amazing to know that these healings are instantaneous because they're by the source that created us, and that all the clearings and healings performed by the Creation Light Ship will assist us in connecting with our own spirit. And this is all being done by Ron, who's our conduit to the Creation Light Ship, in preparation for ascension. The light beings help us clear out our DNA, and they help us with healing our bodies. This is all for ascension preparation, the most important thing that we're focusing on, and that's why we're going to be having specific topics on the radio programs and the broadcasts. So thank you again, Ron, and there's quite a lot of reports of some healing and that it was a wonderful experience, and comments about the alien oxygen clearing, and we're wondering if perhaps when we go to the light ship that in addition to the request that you take from the listeners here on the Fast Chat, you direct us, or maybe the light beings direct you to other rooms that we need. Do you want to talk about going into that special oxygen room? Did they particularly think we needed that? Should we be doing more alien oxygen clearing that you have on your website, creationlightship.com?
Yeah, I would say probably so. Every time I go to the light ship, I have no clue of what room we're going into until I actually physically see the room. A lot of people, if they're the more sensitive people, I'll just use that term, which may not be the term to use, but people who are seers, who know what's going on, they can see the rooms. You will have the room in front of you within probably 1 to 2 seconds before I even know where we're going. So you're already in the room, and then I can tell you what room we're in after that. That's the way it works. So you're already there, and a lot of people know what room we're going into before I even know that. And then at that point, I bring it forth. So that's the way it works. As far as what room you're going into, you're requesting rooms up there on the light ship when you go in. And maybe the whole group wanted to have oxygen. Or maybe the light being said, you're connected with alien oxygen. We got to get that out of you and help you out. And so that's probably how that happened. Like I said, I don't have a clue of what room we're going into until I actually see the room. And that's the way that works. You might be up there talking or communicating, whatever way that would be for you. Maybe a lot of you wanted to see the deer's. Maybe you wanted to see Mother Mary's room. And, like I said, I have no idea what room we're going into until I actually see the energy of that room. So, it's like what you are wanting. If we didn't have the room that you requested yourself, you were still in that room anyway. And you may have had a special room. Sometimes you go into rooms that are for cancer cell release. So if you happen to have a concern there for yourself, or maybe a pet or animal even, and you request that, then you may be in that room automatically, even though I'm talking about other rooms. The rooms I'm not talking about are ones that we're being directed into for everybody, but there are other rooms that you're going into automatically that I may not even bring up during, you know, the call here. That's true also on the calls that we have for the weekly calls. And starting a week from today, we have our four-hour call and the eight-hour call starting, you know, a week from tomorrow. So we'll be doing the body rejuvenation clearings at that point here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Oh, yes, Ron. I'm glad you brought that up. Cindy just posted here on the fast chat that the CLS November conference calls will begin on Saturday, October 10th, and should have gotten a newsletter about it from Ron. If not, you can sign up for the newsletter or just go to weekly clearings or events on the top of the homepage. And Ron, can you talk about that package a little bit? I heard a beep, but I think you should talk about that first before we take the call, since we're at just a few minutes left in the program. It's $300 for the whole package and what's included in it.
Yeah, so you have the calls, not through time, but the four-hour call, which is the Ascension call that I have been doing for a long, long time on Saturdays. And then we have the three consecutive Sundays, which are the alien parasitic life forms, and you're in quarantine, and we release those out of you. So, and you can be absentee on the calls, too. And then also that includes the special clearings that we have on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they all start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Well, now it won't be standard, I guess. I don't know. It's changing tonight, everybody. So remember, fall back, so you want to turn your clock back. So that'll be this evening. So you want to definitely do that. If you have a cell phone, it'll probably change automatically, I'm sure, plus your computer, but your wall clock may not change. And so anyway, all the calls, I lowered it $100 for this coming month here for everybody if you want to come on that. So it'll be a great way to get a lot of healings done for the month of November. So I guess, yeah, I think we had a beep there. So anybody out there? We got like 4 minutes left on the program. So
yes, hi, this is Marcy.
Yeah, hi, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Go ahead.
Do you remember 6 months ago? Can you? 6 months ago, you changed. You kept the time that we were in for 24 hours, and you said when it happens again, to let you know, and nobody seemed to call in, but I haven't been able to go on the show because I've been moving. So could you do that again, keep us in this time for 24 hours like you did last time 6 months ago?
I can't recall what I actually did. You mean you stayed in peace energy for 24 hours? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you said that when we change over, the dark expects us to go in the dark, and they control us more. But if we stay in the timeline we're in for 24 hours, it'll be more peaceful, and it was very peaceful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall that.
I can put you. I can stop time on the timeline for you. That's what I'll do. So that
I think that's what you did 6 months ago.
Okay, so as your clock is ticking, you will not be affected by changing timeline. So I'll do that right now for everybody. So just know tomorrow at whatever time it is right now in your time zone, although it'll be different because of, you know, having the clock changed. So here we go. So I'll count to five to hold that timeline for you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and again, 1, I feel the timeline slowing down for you and stopping, 2, so this is what you call 0 point on a timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 there. Now it's turned off for everybody.
Cool.
So, thank you, Marcy. Sure everybody's going to like this
here. Sure. The special for November, how do we get that? Because I didn't understand it when you sent the email, because it said...
I think it's on the website.
How do you get
on the website, and I believe it's there with a discounted price.
But is there a name for it so we can find it more easily?
Just
the November special?
The calls that we have, the weekly calls, and it should be right there as you click on one of those things. So on the very top of the website.
Because one was for the weekends and one was for the week. Is that correct?
Yeah. One is weekend and the weekend and the weekly calls. Yes, that is correct. Uh huh.
And that's $300 for both of those.
Yeah, and it should be a special link there once you scroll down a ways, I think, or someplace.
Okay. All right. Thank you
very
much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay, so our time's coming to an end here. So I'll just say thank you, Kathy, for helping out tonight. And thank everybody
thank
for tuning in. And we'll see you on the next BBS program, which would be 4 o'clock Pacific time on Monday. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night.